All right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and around the holiday season, you always come up with a bunch of things that you meant to do, and you never got around to it, and one of those things is going uptown to the ice rink.
Guess what?
You're going?
I have not done this.
You're gonna?
Still got time.
Listen, procrastinator central over here, I am open to it because you know what? Surprisingly, this Southern boy likes to ice skate. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not doing any pirouettes or any of that sort of thing. No jumps, if you will.
A little hockey, eh?
I think I would have been maybe one of the best hockey players ever if only I'd had an opportunity way down
to learn how to skate
in Clover, South Carolina.
But not many ice rinks down there.
0.0 yeah. that I know of. Now, I'm sure there are people trying to call to straighten me out.
Well, maybe WBT will set the ice rink up in Clover next year.
Yes.
That'll expand our horizon. Horizons a little.
Yeah. We'll get like four more people in.
Don, we count you as a Midwesterner.
Well, that'd be accurate.
Because you all have ice where you come from.
On the ponds.
But TJ, the DJ Boggs, I count you as straight out of Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
With a hint, more than a hint, of Carolina in your bloodstream.
Yeah, I've been in the Carolinas longer than Georgia now.
Yeah, so see, you've got it covered. But what was your exposure, first in Georgia, then as a York County boy, and then as a Cabarrus, a Mecklenburg County kind of a guy? What's your exposure to ice?
Well, I had ice skated one time before I moved up here in 1999, and it was not a successful endeavor. But I'd always rollerbladed and stuff, so it came kind of natural, but I was still very awkward. And then I moved up here the second year of WBT's Holiday on Ice. I started working there, and you're kind of forced into learning how to skate and get better, and you're out there every day. So I'm decent. I can't do the cool a figure skater type thing or the cool hockey stop where you're like, shh, I can't do that. But I can balance. I can get around.
Well, listen, you're usually in studio producing shows, making it happen, working the magic. But you have worked Holiday on Ice.
Oh, yeah.
In years past. And I will tell you, Don, I don't know if you remember, but Jesse Browns, way back when Holiday on Ice first started, we had
15 years ago.
Is it 15 years ago?
This is the 15th year.
Well, 15 years ago then, Jesse Browns had a little pop-up shop, if you will.
Yep.
And what we purveyed were
dry pants.
We didn't have dry pants, but we had gloves, hats, and socks.
Scarves too, if I remember correctly.
And probably scarves as well. And they were all, approachable and affordable, but it was four people who showed up out there at the ice rink ill-prepared. Now, many people are working at the time, and now it has grown.
Oh, yeah.
The rink has gotten larger. The attendance and the type of people aren't just uptown people now. People come in from
It's a destination,
Exactly. But then it was, gals getting their heels off. Some guys getting their heels off, too, and needing a pair of socks, needing some lightweight gloves, needing a hat before they got into their skates and take off. So that was then. This is now. What has been your experience out there at the Holiday on Ice as far as the challenges out there? Is it people getting cold? Is it people not knowing how to skate? Is it crowds? Or is it all peaceful?
Well, a lot of issues, which I don't think we'll run into or have run into a ton this year, is warm weather. How many years have we had Decembers that were in the 70s regularly?
Not nearly enough.
Well, that's exactly right. But when you're running an ice rink, it needs to be lower than that. And so we've had several years where the technology just can't keep up with the heat, and then, the reflection of the sun off the buildings melting the ice and that kind of thing. And luckily this year it doesn't seem to be a problem, but a lot of people would not come prepared for that and, start the evening off and, your bottom of your pants will get wet because there's
slush.
Your bottom of your pants get wet when I skate.
That's exactly right, yeah. Now, I've seen a ton of that, too. But people fall down.
So that's not that this year anyway, that has not been
not
that
at
big
all.
Of an issue.
No.
Although we have had some milder temperatures early on in December, but we haven't had severely warm ones.
If I remember right, the chiller system that the ice rink sits on can maintain very solid ice up till 70 degrees outside.
Oh, well.
So then that's when it gets over that, that's when it starts being hard to maintain. And we haven't even, there's been what, 1 or 2 days maybe, but.
Let me tell you some important etiquette of ice skating. When you're about to fall, do not grab the person next
yes.
to you.
Reach for a wall.
That's right. Just take your lick yeah. and move on. Don't take down the other 3 or 4 people in your group.
That's a
just
chain
because
reaction.
You're about to impact the earth.
It's the same as a drowning person.
Yes.
Drowned on your own?
Well, you don't go out and help a drowning person because they'll drown you. The same with someone falling on ice.
That reminds me, don't drown in front of Bill Barr, too.
No, I'm going to throw you a rope. I'm not getting out there in you. If you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, we're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's. We're talking about Holiday on Ice, and it's located at the NASCAR Hall of Fame Plaza up on East Martin Luther King Boulevard here in Charlotte. One of Charlotte's favorite holiday traditions, and we're talking to TJ the DJ Boggs. I love that. I think John Wilson coined that, and I always like to bring it. But is there any more memorable or a most memorable moment that you've had, like whether it be a celebrity football player who tries to pay extra or whether it be someone who ask someone to marry them on the ice?
That's exactly what I was going to say. This is one of the most romantic spots you can take a date. So if you're trying to win some brownie points, it's a cheap date, assuming she has some coordination. That's why I haven't taken my wife.
Some coordination.
Yeah. Well, no, you take her and you stand on the side and watch her skate, and then it's super romantic.
And then watch the guy come up that can skate and skate with her.
Yes.
Right.
Now, I have seen several engagements happen on the ice, which, I mean, the location is so great. It's like a mini Rockefeller Center, you know, and the lights are perfect. It's just a really great winter escape there. But I've also seen people tear their ACLs on the ice. who didn't know what they were doing, and you know. But it's just all around a really great experience.
What about local celebrity sightings? Is it something that you can
now? You especially being right downtown, Panthers players may show up. We had one who will remain nameless for this, who walked up and threw down $100 bill and was like, "One, please." And just so you know, it's not $100. It's $16 with skates and all. And he was walking off like that's what it costs. And as Bill said earlier, no wonder they run out of money so quickly if they think that's how much it costs.
It doesn't cost anything near that. $16, as you said. Now, one thing is it's all credit card based or
right.
Apple
no cash.
Pay based or some kind of digital payment system. No cash.
Correct. Yeah. And another plus for me, at least, they're not the figure skating type skates. They're hockey skates. So I know that makes a lot of difference. Like, as far as how wide they are.
Well,
for
the really cool kids bring their own, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And if you bring your own, it's only $12.
Oh.
So.
Well, you totally got me because I'm a ice skating snob, so I could not deal with the kind of ice skates it sounds like they're using as rentals. I have to have the finer tune.
Oh, okay. All right.
You bring your own, huh?
Yeah. So you can do your triple sow cow or
not,
whatever.
Not to mention you need a size 15. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not sure how big the skates go this year, but we did have several.
So, you know, the real problem with the ice rink is the same exact problem we have in Charlotte when it snows. You got people up north that have moved down here who know how to play hockey, who know how
yes.
to skate, who can do figure skating, who can stop on a dime and do all those things. And then you got all us southerners that are out there just wobbling
stumbling.
Around. So, same old problem. You can't drive or you can drive on ice. and you can skate or you can't skate. You throw them all out there together.
That's exactly right.
And well, look at the demolition derby.
Yeah, we do have plenty of wall huggers, you know, that are just in case,
that
using that as a crutch.
Is a good security blanket,
indeed.
That's for sure.
Well, to sum it all up, it sounds like you don't have to ice skate to have a great time at Holiday on Ice, because it sounds like it's perfect for people watching.
Oh, it's fantastic. That was that was one of the best things when I was working that on a regular basis, was just working the door, making sure everybody got in there. And it's just like you get to see all these people falling down or, you know, really good at skating, and just such a wide variety of skill levels. And, man, it's really interesting.
So much of it is the setting. It's not just the ice. But if you've been to maybe BB&T Ballpark during the summer to watch a night's game, an evening game with the city skyline in the background, this is the winter version, essentially.
That's a great comparison.
You can get out there and enjoy a little bit of time with your family, with a loved one, by yourself. You don't have to skate if you don't want to. You can just enjoy the celebration of being out there in our uptown setting and watching people and hopefully maybe seeing a marriage proposal, maybe – NBA basketball player or NFL football player or soon to be a major league soccer.
There you go.
Football player. Any of those sorts of things are available.
I bet David Tepper hangs out there. I don't know for sure, but I bet he does.
You got to go up there to find
That's
out.
That's exactly
He's
right.
a Pittsburgh boy. I bet he knows how to skate.
There's still a week left of Holiday on Ice. January 5th is the last day.
Okay, January 5th. Surprisingly, it is a late night thing, too. I think they're open till 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. 10 to 10 most days through the holidays.
All you have to do is go to the website, holidayonicecharlotte.com. You might even see TJ front and center out there on his skates.
I'll be the one doing the fancy jumps.
There's TJ. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're going to be back to talk a little bit about high school basketball in the Charlotte area on the Carolina Outdoors.